You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Fit Radio here on EPN. Enterprise Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful. Or productive. Today we're speaking with Mr. Declan Edwards, the co-founder as well as lead confidence and purpose coach at BU Coaching, which is an online and one-on-one coaching organization which helps individuals escape anxiety and stress and gain back their confidence and purpose in life. Mr. Edwards, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited.
And we're excited to have you with us, and thanks for your time. So tell us, for starters, what views or misconceptions did you hold about mental health and the well-being sector before starting BU Coaching?
Yeah, so, I mean, there was a couple, really, for myself. I mean, the biggest one in my personal life was I had the belief that just working on my physical health and well-being was enough. I thought that if I exercised a lot and ate well, then that was going to automatically make me feel more confident, feel happier, feel more fulfilled. But what I found is it didn't. And I ended up just getting to a point where I became obsessive with exercise and nutrition, and I was always chasing happiness around the next corner and confidence around the next corner. And that's when I started to realize that they are two very distinctly different things. Looking after our mental and emotional well-being, whilst it can be contributed to from physical well-being, they have to be approached in collaboration, but in their own strategies and techniques.
And Declan, taking that further, what interested you the most about the business potential of BU Coaching?
I think what excited me the most was the opportunity to really shake up the emotional well-being sector, especially in Australia, but over in the US as well. We've got quite a few members spread throughout the US. Traditionally, what we see in emotional well-being and mental health, the approaches tend to be very reactive. So they wait until people are really, really struggling and then do something about it. They tend to be very concept-driven. So it's all well and good to talk about, you know, thinking more positive or being happier or loving yourself. But unless there's a way for people to practically do that, it doesn't actually help. And they also tend to be quite boring, for lack of a better word. Like, people aren't choosing to go and work on their mental health and well-being and their emotional well-being because it doesn't have the perception of being fun. So for me, I got really excited by the business opportunity and the opportunity of making a social difference by developing an approach to emotional well-being and mental health. That was the exact opposite of those three things. I thought, right, if we can take this on proactively, if we can do it practically, and we can do it in a way that's fun and engaging, that's going to really shake up this whole industry and help a lot of people.
Yeah, no doubt. And you made some great points there. Now, what has been the biggest business hurdle to overcome looking at the business sector so far? And what have you learned from those challenges and hurdles that have come across your path?
I think the biggest one happened 2 months ago, actually. So, well, back in October of 2018, my business partner and I took all of September off to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest mountain in Africa. And we took seven of our members across with us. And it was our first international retreat. And that was well and good. And we learned a lot from that. It was a massive challenge. But we came back and the company had dropped by 50% in 30 days. And it was a bit of a wake-up call for us and a bit of a humbling moment of going, we haven't, as leaders and the founders of this company, empowered our team and set up the right methods and systems to facilitate them driving the company forward. So, you know, we got a bit cocky and went, well, we've got month-on-month growth, we're doing well, let's take a month off, let's go travel. But we hadn't put in the right structures and systems in place to allow that to happen. So that was a big wake-up call for us to go, well, this business isn't as successful as we'd convinced ourselves it was. And so we've spent the last 2 months really empowering our team. We've now got a team of eight that we're working with, making sure they're stepping up as leaders, but then also putting the systems and processes in place to facilitate the ongoing growth and development of the company where it's not reliant on us.
Today, we're speaking with Mr. Declan Edwards, the co-founder as well as lead confidence and purpose coach at BU Coaching, which is an online and one-on-one coaching organization which helps individuals escape anxiety and stress and gain back their confidence and purpose in life here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Declan, continuing on, how is what you do any different from other well-being coaching services available out there in the market?
I think the biggest difference is, as I said before, the approach of coming in with that approach that's very proactive. It's let's work on this before people are really emotionally struggling. It's also very strengths focused. So rather than being diagnosive and prescriptive and putting people in a box, it's, well, that's a great example is rather than focusing on how to take people from negative 5 to 0, why aren't we looking at how we take people from 0 to plus 10 in their life? So for us, it's coming in with a very strengths-focused approach, but also a very flexible approach where we get to tailor our approach to the individual rather than forcing the individual to fit the program. So, for example, you know, we use 5 different fields of research and 5 different methodologies to develop our approaches. So then if we're working with someone and they don't resonate with positive psychology, for example, that they get a lot out of cognitive behavioral therapy, we'll double down on that because that's what they're benefiting from. Whereas if someone else comes in and they don't get a lot out of CBT, but they get a lot out of positive psychology, we can shift to that. I think our biggest points of difference are the fact that we can be flexible and tailor to the individual, and we come at it with that proactive, strengths-focused, practical and fun approach that we spoke about earlier.
And that certainly is a big difference maker. Good stuff there. And what are your plans for the future of BU coaching looking ahead?
Yeah, oh man, so much. We actually just had a couple of days ago before this interview, our 2019 team meeting. So we brought all of our team in and said, right, what are the projects we're developing in 2019? How are we shaking up more and more industries? So next year, we've got quite a bit on the plate. I'm stepping a lot into the corporate wellbeing space and doing corporate trainings for staff wellbeing and engagement. I see that as a really powerful way to help a lot more people look after their own wellbeing. We've got 2 members of our team driving forward in the fitness and health industry. So they're doing a lot of development for training personal trainers in emotional intelligence and wellbeing to shake up that space. But the thing I'm most excited about is we are doing our biggest speaking tours yet. So in January, we're doing 5 cities along the east coast of Australia in 11 days. And I'm very proud to announce that we have just confirmed our first speaking tour of the US. I'm flying across to Texas in August 2019 to do a 3-city tour there, speaking about emotional well-being and emotional intelligence. So that's what I'm most excited for in 2019, is the opportunity to come and make a positive impact on not only the Australian industry in emotional well-being, but also the US industry as well.
Well, certainly a lot to be excited about, and thanks for sharing your plans for the future of BU coaching. Lastly, what has been the best advice you've been given that you would love to pass on to others in your field?
The best advice I've ever been given, especially for people in my field, for people looking at doing coaching, counseling, psychology, emotional well-being training, whatever it may be, the best advice actually came from my wife. Now, my wife used to be a dessert chef. And I remember saying to her as I was starting this company, you know, I'm still going to hire and work with coaches myself because I believe that we should practice what we preach. And she turned around and said, we have a saying for that in chefing. It's called eat the shit that you sell. And I lost it. I thought it was hilarious. But I do think that's some of the best advice I ever got is if you think what you're doing is good enough for everyone else, it should be good enough for you as well. So always apply to self first.
I'd say that's some very, very good advice. And I'm sure that'll stick with a lot of folks out there tuning in. As far as BU coaching is concerned, where can listeners get all the details online and be in contact accordingly?
Yeah, so the best way to reach out to us and also to start making proactive change in their own emotional well-being is for the listeners to go to our website, www.bu, that's just the letters BU, coaching.org. We've got a lot of free trainings on there, a lot of great content as well to help you really understand your emotional well-being. So there's free online courses that you can enroll in. They can also order a copy of my book and just start taking those first steps to look after their own well-being in a way that is, as we said, proactive, practical, and fun to do. So the website's the best option. Otherwise, all the socials are good as well. So BU Coaching on Instagram and on Facebook.
Well, that certainly works. Again, Declan, all the best, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Fit Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks for having me.
And it certainly was our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Declan Edwards, the co-founder as well as lead confidence and purpose coach at BU Coaching, which is an online and one-on-one coaching organization which helps individuals escape anxiety and stress and gain back their confidence and purpose in life. And for all the details, simply visit bucoaching.org. And this has been Eric Dye for Enterprise Fit Radio, a part of EPN. the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live streaming location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at enterprisepodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
This is the ePodcast Network.